what we want to look at are some of the insights of the Rav into the Seder HaGadah. You should have in front of you four pages. I'm going to speed through them in the sense that we don't have time to read through the text. I'm going to basically summarize the text for you, add a few points, maybe embellish a few points, and that's what we want to do. In the introduction to the Haggadah, we invite people to join our Seder. We don't do that neither on Sukkot nor on Shavuos. And the Rav is curious as to why the mitzvah of Hachnasas Arachim is, shall we say, high profile on the night of the Seder. What does it have to do with the mitzvah of the Haggadah, V'igadat al-Bincha? And the Rav, based on a Gemara called Mashakana Eved Kana Rabo, which in Psachim and elsewhere defines the ownership of private property as accruing to the master in the case of the Eved, the Rav wants to say that in order to demonstrate that we are free and we no longer are owned by our masters, in the case of Golos Mitzrayim, the Mitzrim had some sort of juridic ownership over every Jew as a slave, and therefore Mashakona Eved Kana Rabo. Now we're free, and insofar as we're free, we can do with our possessions what we want. And therefore the Rav says it's no coincidence that the mitzvah of tzedakah plays a major role in our preparation for Leil HaPesach, Mos Chitin. My father used to always get up, you know, in front of his shul in Flatbush in Brooklyn, and he used to say in the old days when they understood a little Yiddish, he used to say about Mos Chitin, other megipt, other menempt, meaning either you give or you take. You're one of those two positions. And the Vilna Gaon says that in order for us to fulfill our individual obligation of Achilas Matzah, it's not enough that we eat the matzah. We have to see to it that Yenem eats the matzah, because the Torah says, Matzos ye'ochel. Ye'ochel means should be eaten. So it's not just a personal obligation incumbent upon me and you and him to eat matzah, but to see to it that others are able to eat matzahs. And therefore, on this night, we're going to put a tremendous amount of emphasis on the mitzvah of tzedakah, on the mitzvah of using our possessions as free individuals for the sake of avoda, in this case for the sake of Achnasas Archim, and invite others to join us. I thought that perhaps we can embellish upon the Rav's idea in the following way. On Leil HaSeder, which is the night of Geula, we speak about not only the Geula of Mitzrayim in the past tense, but also we speak a lot about the ultimate Geula in the future tense. And basically, this is the night of Geula. The mitzvah is Sipra Geula. Presently, it's the Geula of Mitzrayim, but ultimately, it will be the future Geula at the time of the ultimate redemption. And therefore, since we realize that our mitzvah on this night of Sipra Geula is incomplete, we want to do everything that we can, anything in our power, to bring about the completion of this mitzvah. And the perfection of this mitzvah is dependent upon the Geula. So if you would ask me during the entire year, would I choose one mitzvah over the other? And I would answer you, well, let's do this mitzvah because it has a special power to bring about the Geula. I would say that that's puzzle. That's a non-acceptable answer to the question where I should put my emphasis and which mitzvah takes priority. But on this night, the night of Sipur HaGeula, we will put priority on that mitzvah that could help us bring about the completion and the totality of the mitzvah of Sipur HaGeula. And the Torah says, Tzion b'mishpat tipadeh v'shaveh b'tzedakah, that the Tzion will be redeemed through the mitzvah of tzedakah. And therefore tzedakah and any sort of giving and sharing of our possessions with others is something that's very central on this night of Sipur HaGeula. If you take a look on page 2, Avadim Hayinu L'Faro B'Mitzrayim, this really is the kickoff of Magid, and the language of the Baal HaGadah is almost identical to the Pasuk in Parshas Vayeschanan. There the Torah says in Dvarim Vav Pasuk Chafal V'Amarta L'Bincha Avadim Hayinu L'Faro B'Mitzrayim Vayotzienu Hashem B'Mitzrayim B'Yod Chazaka. And the first question that we want to raise is later on when the Torah speaks about the Egyptian servants in Paro's court, the Torah speaks about Avdei Paro. Here, when the Torah speaks about the nation of Israel, enslaved by their Egyptian taskmasters, the language is not Avdei Paro, but Avadim Hayinu LeParo. Why the change? Why not use the same language which the Torah uses and call us Avdei Paro? And the Rav, Zichrono Livracha, offers a very unique answer to this question. And he says that the word Eved implies both a juridic, a legal ownership of the master over his slave, but it also involves more than just Avodas HaGuf. An Eved is a servant internally, existentially, in terms of his whole psychological objective and purpose. He's an Eved to his master. In the case of Avdei Paro, which is a phrase used by the Torah to describe the Egyptians, the answer is yes, they were Avdei Paro. That was their identity. In the full sense, you could point to them and say they really had no identity of them in and of themselves. They were simply Avdei Paro. But that phrase could not be used to describe our people, our forefathers and foremothers. Because even if we were Avadim, even if we were owned in a certain sense, legally, we were the possession of Paro, but we were never Avdei Paro, because the phrase Avdei Paro defines our essence and our identity. In our being, we were always Avdei Hashem. Midrashim galore speak about the fact that the Jewish people were waiting for the Redeemer. They understood when Moshe Rabbeinu came and said, Parkadati, that he was coming with the great Besorah to tell about the ultimate redemption from the Egyptian taskmasters. And the Medrash Rabbah, which is quoted at the end of this paragraph, says, Malamed Shahayu Biyodon Megillos, that the Jewish people held on for 2 centuries. They transmitted possession over scrolls, and in these scrolls, they would read about the future Geula. And although they didn't have much time off, but at some point, Paro gave them off Shabbos, and therefore on Shabbosos, they would take the time to read through these Megillos, Hayu Mishtashim Bahem, Mishabbos L'Shabbos, the language of Chazal. So Klal Yisrael, even at the time of their Avdus, even when their enslavement reached its apex, so profound and intense, they have to even produce the very bricks that they worked with. Nevertheless, they were never Avdei Paro. They were Avadim LeParo. They served for Paro. And there was a certain Avdus relationship, but B'Nafsham, in their very essence, they still remained and they retained their identity as B'nai Yisrael. They were never Avdei Paro. Then the question arises, on this very same pasuk in Vayeschanan, why does the Baal HaGadah add a word? The pasuk says, Vayotzienu Hashem Mimitzrayim. And yet the Baal HaGadah adds the word Elokeinu. Why? The Rav says the following, Ikar HaGeula Hu Bamesha Am Yisrael Nasa La'am Hashem al yidei kabbalas haTorah vaMitzvos. We have four lashonos of geula, the last of which is velakachti. Velakachti means I will take you to be my nation, lila am. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu notifies Moshe Rabbeinu at the very first meeting at the snare that the ultimate goal of the redemption from Egypt is to serve Hashem tachas ha-har hazeh. You will accept the Torah under Har Chorev. And that is the last stage and the ultimate of Geula. And therefore, on the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, we point out that it's Hashem Elokeinu. The word Elokeinu does not refer to God as an ultimate, omnipotent, infinite being. We're not talking about an ontological statement about the existence of God. Elokeinu means you are our Lord, you are our Master. The entire process of the redemption from Mitzrayim is a transition from one Avdus to a different kind of Avdus. From Avdus Leparo, Lahavdil to Avdus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He is Elokeinu. And therefore Hashem tells Moshe to snare, Botziyacha es ha'am imitzrayim ta'avdun es ha'elokim alahar es elokim means your master. The essence and the goal of redemption from Egypt is not just the liberation movement in which slaves become free, let my people go. No, that's not it. The goal is Elokeinu, that you will be our master, that we will stand at our Sinai and accept Nasa v'Nishma, a commitment to 613. And I'd like to embellish this idea by adding something that I heard from the Rav in the name of his grandfather, Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim wondered why the Rambam omits the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, the daily mitzvah. To remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's completely omitted from his Sefer HaMitzvos, the counting of the Taryag. Reb Chaim said the following. Rambam understood that the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim on a daily basis is not an independent mitzvah unto itself, but rather it's a subcategory of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. And that's why the Rambam quotes the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim in Hilchas Kriyat Shema, when he defines the three parshios, when he gets to the third parsha, he says that parsha, which is called Parshas Tzitzis, is a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Where do we fulfill our daily obligation to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim? It's in the recitation of Parshas Tzitzis by day and by night. So Reb Chaim asked, why didn't the Rambam count Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim as a separate mitzvah? The answer is because if you look at the pasuk, the last pasuk in Parshas Tzitzis, with which we conclude the three parshas of Kriyat Shema, we recite, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Otzosicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. And what are the next three words? Lios Lachem Elokim. The purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is to be your Elokim, to be your master, to be the Elokim, the Adon, for us to accept the Tayag Mitzvahs. If Tzitzis represents the 613, then Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Mitzvah of Zechira is part and parcel of the 613. It really represents the entire body, the corpus of 613, because the parsha of Tzitzis culminates with the statement about what the entire purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is, Lios Lachem Lelokim. So my friends, every morning and every evening, when we recite Parshas Tzitzis, and we're mekayim the mitzvah of Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim, we should have in mind that Hashem, you redeemed us from Egypt, and you gave us a different kind of Avdus, you became our Elokim. I want to fast forward to the bottom of page 2. Mitzvah Aleinu, the Baal HaGadol says, we are commanded l'saper b'yitzias Mitzrayim. And the question is, what does that mean, l'saper b'yitzias Mitzrayim? The beis is a very strange conjugation. You could talk about Lesaper Al Yitzias Mitzrayim or Sipur Shel Yitzias Mitzrayim. What's Lesaper Bi Yitzias Mitzrayim? Just grammatically, it doesn't translate well. And the answer is that Bi Yitzias Mitzrayim means that we should be in Yitzias Mitzrayim. What does it mean that a Jew on this night should be in Yitzias Mitzrayim? In Yiddish we say, melekt in Yitzias Mitzrayim. We're lying in Yitzias Mitzrayim. We're inherently involved in Yitzias Mitzrayim. It teaches us that we're not just telling a story, but rather we have to enter into Yitzias Mitzrayim in the sense we push ourselves, our body, our minds, our emotions, into a new world. We are completely surrounded by the essence and the substance of the Sipur. The Sipur is not just Minas Safa Lechutz. It's not just I stand up and I tell you a story, but I'm all the way completely jumped into it. Be Yitzias Mitzrayim. I'm in Yitzias Mitzrayim. And all my emotions are there. And therefore, on this night, it's not just an intellectual mitzvah of telling a story, of reading a text, not even transmitting to our children. It's more than that. It's a re-experiencing, a duplication of Yitzias Mitzrayim, which we all, each and every one of us, feel the Hargashas HaLev. The Mefarshim asks, why is there no bracha on the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, like there is on any mitzvah? Asher Kitshonu Mitzvot Tzivonu L'Saper B'Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the answer is very simple but very fundamental. The mitzvah of Sipur Yitzrayim is Hargashas HaLev. It's what the Rav used to call a Kiyum Shebelev. When the mitzvah is a Kiyum Shebelev, it doesn't have a bracha. A Birchas HaMitzvah is on an Asiyah, on an action. Here, with regard to Sipur, the action is only a means to an end. In Hebrew, in modern Hebrew, we say Emtzai V'Tachlit. The speaking and the telling and the recitation is all a means. It's an Emtzai. But the Tachlis and the ultimate goal is the Hargashas HaLev, the inner moment, the feeling, Chayav Adam Lirsas Atzmo, Kilu Hu Yatzam Yimitzrayim. It's my personal experience, my Hargashas HaLev. And perhaps Rabosai, to embellish a little bit on what the Rav is saying, we can focus our attention on the statement in Chazal, the principle which is codified by the Rambam at the beginning of Perek Zayin Milchus Chametz Matzah, and that's called Amarech L'Saper. We need Arichus Dvarim. And we'll soon see how the Rav Zichron Levracha understands the Arichus Dvarim, but we would like to suggest an alternative interpretation. The more I speak about something, the more I go into detail, I don't just tell a story, oh, it happened many years ago, but I ask questions, I delve into it, I go into detail, I want to understand the sources and the causes of whatever happened in the past. All that Arichus Dvarim has an impact on our emotional state of being. The Sefer HaChinuch over and over again tells us that the lev goes after the peh, meaning the more we speak, the more we feel it in our hearts. And therefore, when it comes to the emotional experience of Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is the essence of the mitzvah of this Lila, we want to be marich. And my father, Zichron Levracha, used to tell me that he saw a source for this in the Rambam himself. Which Rambam? The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchus Tshuva. The Rambam, when he describes and codifies the essence of Tshuva, he speaks about Vidui Peh, he speaks about Charata, Menachem Al-Avar, U'makabel Al-Asid, Li'olam Eni Chozel Adavar Zeh, a resolution for the future. And then the Rambam says, it's almost word for word what the Rambam writes here in Perek Zayin Milchus Chametz Matzah with regard to Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. So my father, Zichron Levracha, used to say the following. Of course you can do tshuva and recite vidui But vidui and tshuva is an inner process. It's a kiyum shebelev. It's an emotional relationship of purifying myself. The more I speak about the sin, the more I intensify my sense of regret. Why did it happen? Had I let myself go and I fell prey to the evil inclination? What are the causes of sin? I'm humiliated by sin. The more I do this, the more impact it has to induce a profound emotional experience. And the same thing applies with regard to Sipur Yetzius Mitzrayim. Therefore, since the kiyum of Sipur is hargash asalev, the way we feel, therefore, it makes absolute sense that we have to be misafir not al Yetzius Mitzrayim or es Sipur Yetzius Mitzrayim, but be Yetzius Mitzrayim. We have to throw ourselves totally in on this night to Yetzias Mitzrayim. If you turn forward to page 3, the Rav is perplexed by the Rambam at the very beginning of Perek Zayin, after he formulates Mitzvah Aseh Shel Torah L'Saper B'Nisim V'Niflos, etc. The Rambam concludes Halacha Aleph with 3 different points. Point number 1, after quoting V'Gadat L'Bincha, he says, V'Afal Pishein Lo Ben, the mitzvah applies even if he doesn't have a son. That's point number 1. Point number 2, Afilu Chachomim Gidolim Chayovim L'Saper Yitzis Mitzrayim, even great scholars are obligated. And point number 3, Kol Amarech B'Dvarim Shiriv Shoh Harezeh Meshubach Harichas Dvarim. Offhand, the Rambam is just simply listing 3 different principles that apply to the mitzvah Sipur Yetzius Mitzrayim. There doesn't seem to be any underlying theme, no chord that connects these 3 dinim. One is about the fact he doesn't have a son. The other is about the fact that even if he's a scholar, he's obligated. And the third is about the fact that he should be marech b'sipur advarim. They're all very important dinim, but they don't ostensibly seem to connect to one unified whole. And the Rav suggests the following, that the ultimate underlying principle here in this Rambam is Kol Amarbe, is the Ribui. Not the way we understood it or explained it earlier, but in a whole different way. The Rav suggests that the Chiyuv of Ribui, above and beyond just plain Sipur, it's not just Arichas Dvarim, it's more than that. It's indicative of what he calls a chiyuv lechadesh ulahosif. Let's underline those 2 words. Lechadesh ulahosif. To explain what the Rav wants to, shall I say, push into this ribui dvarim, let's fast forward to halacha beis. The Rambam in Halacha Beis says, mitzvah lahodia labonim. The word lahodia, which means to teach or to notify, to tell you something that you don't know, would seem to indicate that the mitzvah is sipur. Sipur means, I have to tell you, I have to notify you, give you information that you don't have. Perhaps you're ignorant, you're unaware. And from that perspective, if, for example, he has no son, so where's Lahodia? If the mitzvah essentially is to notify, is to teach, well, if I have a son, I can teach my son. If I have no son, then what am I teaching him? I'm just reviewing what I already know. Furthermore, if he's a Chacham Gadol, then the whole point of Lahodia is completely out of place. What do you mean Lahodia? He's a Chacham Gadol, he knows everything. Says the Rambam, Kol Amarich Bidvarim, etc. Reza Meshubach. The mitzvah is not Lahodia. It's not just Sefer Dvarim, no matter how extensive they are. But rather the mitzvah is Lechadesh Ulahosif. The mitzvah is to find, to reveal deeper and deeper meanings. To mean Lechadesh Chidushim. To be Mosif, Hearos, and Asophos. You take a look at the top of the left-hand column. He says, Lahachi, therefore, Hachiv hu gam b'mishein lo ben, even if he has no son, even Chachamim hu nevonim, he's a great scholar, nevertheless, Hachiv lehis anek miloshen amkus, to get deeper and deeper, ulechadish, and to reveal new insights, bidvarim ubiurim chadoshim, new understandings of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not a matter of reviewing what we already know, but rather laharbos means lahosif ulechadesh. And therefore all these three dinim that the Rambam codifies at the end of Halacha Aleph are all really one. Why is it that there's a mitzvah even without a ben? Why is it that there's a mitzvah even if I'm a chacham, I'm a navon? And the answer is because mitzvah laharbos, and laharbos means not just arichas dvarim, but rather hosophos, his amkus, iyunim, and chidushim. And therefore, we say the following: afilu kulanu chachamim, etc. Mitzvah aleinu lesaper b'yitzias Mitzrayim, shekol amar b'lesaper b'yitzias Mitzrayim, areza meshubach. The Rambam, in his Girsa, says, shekol hamarbe. Our Girsa in our Agoda is vichol hamarbe. Vichol hamarbe, the vav, seems to indicate a brand new sentence. It's a new principle that's being presented. Vichol hamarbe, lesapa reza mishuv. No, the Rambam's Girsa is shekol hamarbe. And Shekol Amarbe means because Kol Amarbe. In other words, the Rambam in Shekol Amarbe is now explaining all the different dinim that he brought down, the unique halachas that apply to Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's no end, there's no boundary. The Chiyuv is to be Megala, to reveal more and more and more. It's boundless, it's endless, it's his Amkus. To be Mechadish Chidushim, to be Mosif Legalos Dvarim, and therefore the mitzvah applies even if he has no son, and even if he's a Chacham Gadol. Of course, the emphasis here is on the word Zkenim. Zkenim means a Zaken is Misha Samuch LeBezdin, meaning he has Horah, and he could actually sit on a Bezdin in Paskin. And then Vachin, afilu kulanu chachamim, kulanu nevonim, kulanu yodim es haTorah. These are different madrigos of chachma and das. Nevonim is bina, chachma, bina, v'das. Different levels of knowledge and comprehension. No matter what level you're at, you are obligated according to your level to be mosif, to be mechadesh, to be megala his amkus in Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's a great challenge for all of us to face. And we understand full well why the Gemara says in Masechet Megillah, it always bothered me, the Gemara says, Mevatlin Mikra Mevatlin Talmud Torah LeMikra Megillah. That, let's say I have a Seder, and I'm supposed to learn with my Chavrusa, I terminate my Seder, and my Chavrusa, in order to come here, the Megillah. So the question is obvious. Megillah Esther is part of the Chof Dalet Sifrei HaKodesh. So why is that called Bittul Torah? You know, I'm learning with you a sugya in Shnayim Ochsim B'Talus. I should stop, terminate, go hear the Megillah. Why is that called Mevatlin Talmud Torah? And the answer is because Talmud Torah means his Amkus B'Torah. Talmud Torah doesn't mean just to regurgitate, just to read the words and translate them. It means to try to understand it deeper and deep, to reveal layers and layers. So therefore, Megillas Esther, you're just going to hear the reading, the recitation of the Megillah, relative to what you could do with your Chavrusa, that's called Bittul Torah. It's not absolute Bittul Torah, but it's relative Bittul Torah. And here on the night of the Seder, the Rav postulates that the mitzvah is Talmud Torah. And this is an underlying theme in almost everything the Rav used to say about the mitzvah of Sipiyutzis Mitzrayim. In the next piece, he asks the question, what is the Gadatala bin Chamin? What is the Lashon Haggadah as opposed to Sipur? And why do we call this night the night of the Haggadah? And why is it that we take a parsha in Ki Tavo Arami Ovid Ovi, and as the Rambam formulates it, Kol Amosif Umarach Bidrash Parsha Zu Harei Zeh Meshubach. We have to be marach to darshan the parsha of Arami Ovid Ovi. It's not just a chiyuv sipur, says the Rav. It's a chiyuv limud. It's Talmud Torah. And whenever the mitzvah of Talmud Torah applies, we have to darshan a parsha. Because we read a parsha Torah B'Tzav, we have an incomplete kiyum of Talmud Torah. The complete, perfect kiyum of Talmud Torah integrates both Torah B'Tzav with Torah Baal Peh, and therefore we have to darshan v'doreshes parshas Arami Ovid Ovi. And once again, the Rambam says that we should be marech b'drash parshazu. I would add the fact that there's a Tshuvas HaGaonim in the name of Rav Nitronoi Goin, that somebody asked the Goin, what would be if I would read on the night of the Seder all the parshios relevant to Shibud Mitzrayim, Yitzias Mitzrayim, and Sefer Shmos? Just simple Torah B'Chsav. And Rav Nitronoi Goin responds, not only have you not fulfilled the mitzvah of Sipritzis Mitzrayim, but Yechashud Be'enai, I suspect you of being shaykh to the Kata Karoyim, to that movement that denied Torah Shval Peh. In other words, Torah Shval Peh on the night of the Seder is so integral that he who reads Torah B'Chsav and omits Torah Shval Peh is chashud, he's suspicious of being one of those deniers of Torah Shval Peh. Torah Shval Peh is the essence of the night. And the Rav points out that the word Haggadah in the Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel, it's the bottom of your page 3, V'galata l'bincha, the Targum Yonas says, V'tisnei l'banecha. Tisnei is the Aramaic of limud. T'lamed es banecha. So we see that the word Haggadah or Haggadah means learning and studying. This is the mitzvah of this night. And if you fast forward to the bottom of page 4 on the right side, you will see that the Rav has an amazing chiddush, which, as it turns out, the Rav couldn't have known this, was preceded by, was predated by the Rishonim 6-7 centuries earlier. The Rav says that when we recite in Haggadah Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu Baruch Shenasan Torah L'Yam Yisrael, which is a cryptic kind of sentence, says the Rav, that the way, the method of fulfilling the mitzvah of Sipiyutzis Mitzrayim is through Talmud Torah. We have to learn in Yoni Yitzias Mitzrayim, we have to darshan the entire parsha of Arami Ovid Ovi. That's a tzur of Talmud Torah, Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. And if that be the case, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah requires a bracha. Birchas HaTorah. It's not inferior to any mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Ella, what, you can answer me, but I already recited a bracha of Talmud Torah in the morning. Yeah, but that's a different Talmud Torah. That's a Talmud Torah that applies the whole year round. This is a unique mitzvah of Talmud Torah on this night. And the answer is, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. This phrase, although it's lacking Shem U'Malchus, is itself Birchas HaTorah. And so says the Rashbates, and I saw it also in the Shiboli Aleket in the name of his brother, that Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu is Birchas HaTorah. And perhaps we could expand upon this based on what we said earlier. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, The Talmud Torah of this night is a Talmud Torah sheyesh bo kabbalas ol malchus shamayim. It's a unique Talmud Torah. It's not just learn the Torah of Kol HaTorah Kula, any Torah whatsoever would do for that, but rather learn specifically the Torah that leads us to an appreciation through the redemption from Egypt to the acceptance upon ourselves of the yoke of Shamayim. We are Avdei Hashem. Halleluka, hallelu, Avdei Hashem, as we say in Hallel. We accepted upon ourselves our Avdus Hashem through Yetzias Mitzrayim. We are Avodim, not to Avodim, but Livnei Yisrael Avodim. We are Avodim to Hashem, and therefore the Talmud Torah of this night is uniquely related to Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and therefore we recite a special bracha on this Talmud Torah. It's a unique mitzvah of Talmud Torah, different than the Talmud Torah that applies the entire year. And interesting, the Rambam says, "V'gadatul bincha l'fi daito shel ben aviv malando." The Rambam deliberately chooses the word malando. He doesn't say l'fi daito shel ben aviv misapro or magidlo, but malando. It's Talmud Torah, and Talmud Torah has one overriding principle: chanoch l'nar al pi darko, teach according to the level, the capacity of your student. And therefore the Rambam here in Perek Zayin Hilchos Talmud Torah tells us how you teach Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, if he's a Ben Katan, if he has a limited perception. You know, the Rambam says you point to an Eved or a Shivcha and you say, we were Avodim like this Eved, like this Shivcha. You need something tangible, concrete. But if he's a Ben Chacham and Gadol, he's mature and he has sophisticated understanding, teach him what it means to be an Eved. Explain to him the concept of Avdus, perhaps the causes of Avdus Mitzrayim, and of course, the Geula Mimena. On the top of your page 4, the Baal HaGadah tells us a story about 5 Tanoim that were Mesubim Ibnei Brak Vayim Esaprim B'tiyas Mitzrayim Kolosa Laila Ad She'igiyah Talmideyem V'yom Rabbel Seinu Igiyas Man Kriyat Shmashal Shakris. So the Rav asks the following question. We paskin that the earliest time for Kriyat Shema Shel Shakris is Mishayakir. Mishayakir is considerably earlier than Alos HaShachar. Why therefore, asks the Rav, is the termination of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim with Higiyas Man Shel Kriyat Shema Shel Shakris? That's premature, you've jumped the gun. The real termination point of CPT's Mitzrayim is Halos HaShachar, which is a half hour later or 45 minutes later. And I would like to suggest the following answer. Once you start CPT's Mitzrayim, how can you end? The Gemara tells us in Brachos, I think it's on Daf Lamed Gimel, that some Amora stood up in front of the Chachamim and he started praising HaKadosh Baruch. And he quoted every single adjective that he could come up with. Not just Akel Agid Barbara. So Chazal stopped him. Said, Mi Malel Gvuras Hashem Yashmir Kolti Losov. David Amel says, there's no one who can continue endlessly. If you started, you can never end. Because as soon as you end and you terminate your praise of God, you are implying that there's no longer a praise of Hashem. Ad Kan? That's as great as God is? Maybe you should better not start to begin with. And here, the Briskers used to say that anytime you praise Hashem, you need a separate chiyuv to be matir praising of Hashem. Hakel, Agodol, Agiver, Vanora, each one of these adjectives that was recited by one of the Nevi'im, by Moshe Rabbeinu, one of the Nevi'im. So I think that on this night of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is full of praise through Hashem, and we express our thanksgiving, our Hakaras HaTov, and the essence of this mitzvah is Hallel, and that's why we have a separate Chiv Hallel integrated into Magid, into the Agada tonight. And the Rambam, when he codifies in Sefer HaMitzvahs, I think it's Kuf Nun Zayin, I forget, when he talks about the mitzvah Sipri Yetzias, he speaks about Shevach Vodoya. The essence of the mitzvah is to praise Hashem. So the question is, once we started, how can we ever terminate? What's the matir to complete? Mi yisapir, mi yimalo gvurus Hashem, yashmiya kol tilosa. You started, you can never finish. And the answer is that higia zman kriyat shma shel shachris. There's another chiyuv, another mitzvah. Mitzvah bo liyot chal tach mitzena. It's the time of mishayakir. Now is the moment that makes it incumbent upon us to fulfill our obligation of kriyat shma. And therefore, this is going to allow us to be matir, permit us to complete our Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. If you ask me halachically, would it be meaningful to continue Sipur Mitzrayim even after the Zman of Kriyat Shema, all the way till Alos HaShachar? The answer is yes. But if we were Mesaper the entire night, and now it's time to move on to Kriyat Shema, yes, we can be Mesaper longer, but we already have a pressing need to fulfill another mitzvah and not let it go. And that's the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. On the bottom of page 4, on the left side, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. What does the word HaMakom mean? There are various names and kinuyim to Hashem. Why choose the word HaMakom, which Chazal interpret to mean Hashem is the Makomo Shel Olam? He says, Kol Zman Sheyesh Inyan Shel Gilui Shechina, Yoser Mikfi Hamid of Azman. He says that there are various periods in Jewish history, various moments in the nation, in national history. There are moments of Gilui Shechina where it's exceedingly easy to point Zekeli Vianveu and see Hashem. On the other hand, there's what's called an Eis Tzara, which is a moment of Siluk Shechina. Yet we know, we believe, that even during an Eis Tzara, which at the face of it is a moment of Siluk Shechina, filu hachi Shechinaso Shochenes B'tochenu, we have a principle called Imo Anochi B'Tzara. God is with us even during our moments of Tzara. And therefore, we mention that description, that adjective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as HaMakom. HaMakom means Makomo Shel Olam. The entire universe is in a place. Where is it located? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Makomo Shel Olam. As it says in the Zohar, Les Asar Panui Minei, there's no location, there's no space which is vacated, which Hashem vacates. And therefore, Hashem as the Makomo Shel Olam means that He's everywhere, He's always with us. At the moment of Nichum Avelim, we say to the Avel, HaMakom Yenachem Eschem. Hashem is the Makomo Shel Olam, Les Asar Ponim Minei, He's with us even in the Tzara. When we come to visit the sick and comfort the ill, HaMakom Yishlach Refuah Shleim, the Gemara on Shabbos says, again, choose the word HaMakom. He's the Makomo Shel Olam. Even during a time of strict justice and a moment of suffering in Klal Yisrael, nevertheless, at every moment, Hashem is there. And we're in His shade, so to speak. And therefore, on this night, the night of Laman Tesaper Biosnei Bincha, he says that mitzad teva advarim lo hay roy le saper a sipra geula le ben chacham u maven mi daita she roy le ze ve rakhu bil vad me khuy of liros es atsmo ki vu yotz mit tryim. How do we explain to the other children who are not such chachamim, to a rasha, to a tam, or as the Rambam calls it, a tipesh? Is there any toeles? Is there any purpose? What's our goal in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Will they be able to reach that level of comprehending the Sipur HaGeula? What is our ultimate purpose? And the answer is Baruch HaMakom, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed Himself, His Shechina, to Klal Yisrael. And not only is the Ben HaChacham who shows up at the Leil Seder and understands and comprehends the Geula, even the other children, our obligation is to tell them, each one according to his Madrega, that the Shechina revealed itself, Hashem is the Makomo Shel Olam, Les Atar Ponu Minei, and therefore We may say mitchila ovdei avodah zara hayu avoseinu v'achshav kirvana amakom l'avodaso. Even though our forefathers, our ancestors, were ovdei avodah zara, nevertheless kirvam hamakom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought them close to shadow His kanfei hashchina on them. That's the makom. Makom means gilui shchina, that even when there's an absence of shchina, Hashem is there and He reveals Himself. His radiance breaks through the darkness. He's not limited in time or space. He's there. He's present. Bechol zman, bechol matzav, bechol eis. And that's what we want to convey to our children, to every one of our children, even to those who cannot comprehend Yetzias Mitzrayim and Geula on the most profound level. And finally, in closing, Rabosai, we have to be machazik ourselves during these days, right before Pesach, to try to prepare ourselves for the Haggadah. It's impossible to fulfill this mitzvah in its perfect state without spending time preparing. And I say this to you and I say this to me. It's a rough period before Pesach. The wives are calling us. The kitchen and the fridge and the buying of the matzahs and making sure that our chametz is sold properly and disposed of properly. All the things and a million more that cannot be listed here. But nevertheless, to try as much as we can to find the opportune moments to think, to contemplate, to prepare for the great night of the Geula. And we should be zocha on this night of Geula to mekayim the mitzvah halayla b'shleimusam. And more than that, to feel, to experience, and connect with the Geula Asida shetovo b'mheirav yameinu. Amen.